From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, October 25th. Coming up, we continue our conversations with congressional candidates in our area. Today, we hear from Paul Lang, Democratic candidate in Illinois' 15th district. He talks with Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. St. Louis police have identified a suspect in yesterday's shooting at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School that left two people dead and seven others injured. Interim St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack says 19-year-old Orlando Harris had graduated from the Magnet School last year. He says the violent attack yesterday could have been much worse, as the shooter had nearly a dozen 30-round high-capacity magazines. Police shot and killed the suspect at the scene. Sack says police are not sharing details on how the shooter gained access to the school until a full investigation is complete. He says the seven victims who are currently in local hospitals are all stable. As Election Day draws near, spending on political ads on TV, the web, and other media has hit an all-time high nationwide, and some of that big spending is in Illinois. Mawa Iqbal has more.
A report from media analytics firm Ad Impact shows Governor J.B. Pritzker is spending more than any other gubernatorial candidate across the U.S., just on digital ads. And campaign finance reports show from July through September, Pritzker spent $15.8 million on media buys and newspaper ads. Ad Impact projects nationwide political ad spending to reach $9.7 billion this year, the most in any midterm election cycle. The firm says state and local races are breaking fundraising and spending records. Earlier this week, Pritzker poured another $2 million into the Democratic Party of Illinois. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Champaign Unit 4 School District has heard parent feedback and is working on less disruptive ways to desegregate schools. Unit 4 hired a consultant, Cooperative Strategies, last year to suggest ways to improve its schools of choice process. In September, the company presented two options for what the district could do next fall. One would reassign up to 90% of students, and the other would move 65%. Sheila Boozer is the superintendent of Unit 4 Schools. She says these two suggestions are conversation starters and not the final options.
How do we make sure we do this in phases if need be, or the least disruptive? Because I made it clear, we do not want this huge disruption.
Boozer says Cooperative Strategies is working on more options that would move fewer students at one time. Many parents have vocally opposed moving students so soon after the disruptions of the COVID-19 pandemic and remote school. The city of Champaign is stepping up its support of a local YMCA to help kids and decrease gun violence. Illinois Student Newsroom's Hannah Lonergan has more.
The Champaign City Council voted unanimously last week to pass a bill granting just over $200,000 to the Stevens Family YMCA. 2 years ago, the group began a mobile outreach unit to interact with children across Champaign during the summer. The programming worked in connection with Champaign's Gun Violence Reduction Blueprint, which looks to engage youth and decrease crime. Stevens Family YMCA CEO Jeff Scott says the Y is looking to use its new city funding to expand its programs for local youth into the school year.
We can make an impact on their lives in the 3 months that we, you know, spend quality time with them, but we weren't really changing lives because we were showing up and then we were leaving for 9 months while they went to school.
The increased funding will be put toward a permanent program space in the former Swan Special Care Center and other outreach resources. I'm Hannah Lonergan, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, a conversation with Paul Lang. He's the Democrat running against incumbent Republican Mary Miller in the 15th Congressional District. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
One of the costliest hurricanes in U.S. history barreled through Florida weeks ago. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and next time on The Middle, we'll be live from station WGCU in Fort Myers, asking you how your life is changing due to climate change, and what, if anything, you want the government to do about it. Call us at 844-4MIDDLE, that's 844-4MIDDLE, and join us live on The Middle.
Wednesday night at 8 on WILL, AM 580 and WILL, FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Congresswoman Mary Miller is up for re-election in Illinois' newly redrawn 15th Congressional District. Miller topped fellow incumbent Rodney Davis in the Republican primary. Miller will face Democratic challenger Paul Lang, a former precinct committeeman and commodities broker from Quincy, in the November midterm election. Lang tells Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin about his support for a nationwide referendum on gun control and abortion rights.
But I'm not against gun ownership, but this massacre of people that we're seeing is, it's not acceptable in a society, you know, a civilized society, in my opinion.
What do you think has caused this? Because we haven't always seen this kind of level of mass shootings in the U.S.
Well, some of it is maybe has to do with the marketing of these assault weapons. Some of it is, I think there's out and about the countryside, and it's not just this district. There's a lot of people that have, you know, some use the word of mental problems or this or that. But there's also, from my doing door-to-door, and our group in Quincy doing door-to-door, there's a certain amount of hopelessness, or it's kind of hard to describe. It's like a blight that is moving through our society. And I don't have all the answers, to be frank with you, as I'm speaking with you now. But there's some people that just don't feel like they have any hope for tomorrow.
I think another issue that's caused that blight for some people across the country is the recent overruling of Roe v. Wade, which ended people's access and right to abortion across the country, though in certain states, like in Illinois, it's protected. So on a federal level, what would you like to see put in place to protect that?
Well, let me say this. In 94 and 96, I got to ask the question about abortion quite a bit. And at that time, much to the consternation of some people I knew, I said, I believe a woman has a right to choose. So let me make this statement and then how to go forward, in my opinion. I believe every woman has the right to choose their own destiny. I don't want to get into all these aspects of abortion and this and that, but that's my basic. Now, to get to a level that the society could, in my opinion, I'm going to bring up something new that I am throwing out, and that would be what I would propose, something called the American People's Referendum Act, where literally we had a nationwide referendum on certain issues. One of them would be, does a woman have a right to choose or not? In Kansas, we saw it was to keep the Constitution the way it was, if I'm not mistaken, to which where a woman has a right to an abortion. We need to come to a consensus that the society as a whole can live with, in my opinion. In Ireland, they had a national referendum, and it's kind of held. The whole nation said, yes, we want abortions legal. So that's where I think they're, and to go back on the gun issue, I think it would be a perfect thing to ask the nation, should someone under the age of 21 be able to buy an assault weapon?
That's Paul Lang, Democratic candidate in the 15th Congressional District. He spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin. That was just a few minutes of a much longer interview that you can watch at will.illinois.edu/election. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 67 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Eric Schmid, Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, Hannah Lonergan, and Harrison Malkin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.